Before we start, please be aware that this is an AI-generated audio. Now, let's get started. It was once sung that the whispering leaves told tales of old, but the forests now stand silent, their secrets and stories lost forever in the winds of a barren dystopia. The harrowing silence that blankets the deforested lands speaks volumes, more than the rustling of a million leaves could. This solemn silence is the dirge for the green giants that have fallen, not in a noble quest nor a mighty war, but in a man-made apocalypse fueled by saws and greed. The forests, our planet's vibrant tapestries, are unraveling thread by thread, leaving behind a stark landscape that no longer hums with the buzz of life. In a world where the greedy gears of industry churn unceasingly, we've carved scars into the earth so deep that they've become open wounds. The consequences have been as palpable as the smog that chokes our skylines. The wildlife that once thrived is retreating, vanishing, or worse, lying lifeless under the canopies that could no longer shelter them. With every tree felled, a piece of history, a swathe of habitat, and a fragment of our collective soul has been irretrievably obliterated. We've heard the warnings, the cacophony of desperate cries from scientists, from the indigenous who've communed with these lands for millennia, and even from nature itself. Just last week, our piece, The Fading Pulse of Earth's Lungs, echoed the foreboding signs of a planet in peril. But the beat goes muted. The pulse slows in the forest's heart, succumbing to the suffocating grip of deforestation. This purgatory of stumps and withered flora is not a scene from a distant time or place. It's here. It's now. It's our ignoble reality. A world robbed of its chorus, facing an ecological abyss that may swallow not just the sound of the trees, but the future of all life as we know it. Once home to creatures of every kind, these lands are now as silent as the twilight of existence itself. The symphony of biodiversity has been abruptly silenced, transforming paradisaical ecosystems into graveyards. The laws of nature have been inverted. Survival no longer belongs to the fittest, but to the scarce. But what of the people? The farmers, the cultures, the millions who depend on the intricate web that is biodiversity for sustenance and culture. Agriculture, as once discussed in Seeds of the Doomed, faces a bleak destiny, tethered to the whims of a climate gone astray. In this green dystopia, famine is the new feast and desolation the harvest. As we bear witness to the maddening void, where once a verdant bastion stood tall, we're compelled to ask, what cost are we paying for this grave new world? The stark realization dawns that with the trees goes a part of our essence. And in the silence of the deforested lands, there's a suffocating truth. It's not just the forests that are gone. We've lost more than we bargained for, perhaps everything. And in this quietus, the most deafening sound is our own inaction. The question that echoes through the desolation is not if we will act, but rather if there's any act left to take that can undo the past and give voice to the forests once more? Or are we destined to edge ever closer to the brink until silence is the eternal overture of the earth?